Saluton, carai ascoltantoi. Hello again, and welcome to Lesson 15 of Jennia Mondo. Today's dialogue is about work and leisure, laboro kai libera tempo, and about whether Petro and Helena can afford to buy another car. Apparently, the old one is now beyond repair. Helena still thinks, though, that they need a car. Ili bezonas auton. But can they afford one? Petro thinks not.
Novan auton ni ne povas aĉeti.
Notice here the accusative ending on novan auton, marking it as the direct object of the verb aĉeti. The meaning would be just the same if Petro had said
ni ne povas aĉeti novan auton,
but the emphasis would have been different. Of course, they could live without a car, sen auto. Even without a car, there are various things they could do.
Eĉ sen aŭto ni povus ĝui sportojn kaj spektaklojn.
They could enjoy sports and shows. Ĝui, to enjoy.
Ni povus ĝui sportojn kaj spektaklojn. Ni povus uzi aŭtobuson aŭ trajnon.
So there are some of the other means of transport they could use. A bus.
Autobuso.
Or a train.
Trajno.
Well, let's now have you do a little exercise based on those words. Helena will ask you, how did you get here? And you answer by bus, by car, by train, using the preposition per, by means of. Listen how Petro does it.
Petro, kiel vi venis?
By car.
Per auto. Mi venis per auto.
Now you try. I'll tell you which answer to give. Here's Helena. Be ready to answer her. Afterwards, Petro will give the right answer and you can repeat it.
Cara, kiel vi venis?
By car.
Per auto. Mi venis per auto.
Good. Now let's try another one.
Cara, kiel vi venis?
By train.
Per traino. Mi venis per traino.
Bone. Kaj ankoraŭ foje.
Cara, kiel vi venis?
By bus, autobuso.
Per autobuso. Mi venis per autobuso.
Fine. This time I want you to answer that you came by air. Use the word for an aircraft, which is aviadilo. Aviadilo.
Cara, kiel vi venis?
Per aviadilo. Mi venis per aviadilo.
So that's how you can say what you came by. But Helena and Petro have no car now. Helena's idea is that Petro could afford one if he had a better job.
Se vi havus pli bonan postenon.
With the higher salary that goes with it.
Kun pli alta salairo.
But that's not what Petro wants at all. He's really very satisfied with his present job.
Mia laboro estas tre interesa.
It's a good job with good prospects.
Kun bonaj perspektivoj.
The office, la oficejo, is conveniently located.
La oficejo estas en oportuna loko, kaj la laborhoroj estas ne tro longaj.
La laborhoroj, of course, is the hours of work, the working hours. They're not too long.
La laborhoroj estas ne tro longaj, kaj ni enspezas sufiĉe da mono.
We've already had elspezi, to spend. Well, enspezi is the converse, to have an income. Both are compounds of the verb spezi, which has no exact translation in English. It means to make money flow this way or that. So elspezi, with the prefix el, meaning out, is to make it flow out, to spend. And enspezi, with the prefix en, meaning in, is to make it flow in.
Mi enspezas sufiĉe da mono por niaj nuntempaj bezonoj.
Nuntempa means of the present time, the time now. He says he gets enough for their present needs.
Mi enspezas sufiĉe por niaj nuntempaj bezonoj.
He's no intention of destroying his career just so he can get a car immediately.
Mi ne intencas detrui mian karieron nur por aĉeti novan auton tuj.
Note that word tuj. It means immediately. Tuj. A much shorter word than the English one, just one syllable. It has a T followed by the diphthong ui. Say it after me. Tui. Again, tui.
Nur por aĉeti novan auton tui, anstataŭ post kelkaj jaroj.
Instead of in a few years' time. Note that we translate in a few years as post kelkaj jaroj. Whenever in English we say in a particular period of time, and the meaning is at the end of that period, after it's passed, the equivalent in Esperanto is post, literally after.
Ni aĉetos novan auton post kelkaj jaroj.
You can make similar phrases meaning, for example, in a few days.
Post kelkaj tagoj.
In a few weeks.
Post kelkaj semajnoj.
In a few hours.
Post kelkaj horoj.
In a few minutes.
Post kelkaj minutoj.
Anyhow, Petro thinks that there's another way out. If Helena wants more money, why doesn't she work herself?
Se vi deziras pli da mono, kial ne mem labori?
But she reckons she does work. She ja laboras.
Mi ja laboras. La tutan tagon.
All day. La tutan tagon.
La tutan tagon mi laboras. En la mateno mi vekiĝas.
Well, we all do that. Vekiĝi is to wake up. Veki is to wake someone else up. Vekiĝi, just to wake up yourself, to stop being asleep. The suffix "-iĝi", is used to derive an intransitive verb from a transitive verb. See if you can use it yourself.
If rompi is to break something, what's to get broken?
Rompiĝi. La taso rompiĝis.
If exciti is to excite, what's to get excited?
Excitiĝi. Yui! Mi excitiĝas.
And similarly, troviĝi, to be found, which is also used like French se trouver, meaning to be found, to exist, to be located. In fact, the only problem with this way of making verbs intransitive is that of knowing whether a verb is transitive or not to start with.
En la mateno mi vekiĝas?
En la mateno mi vekas vin.
Nu, ne gravas. It doesn't matter. Mi vekiĝas kaj mi preparas la matenmanĝon.
Mateno is morning, of course. Maten manjo, the morning meal, breakfast. Helena makes the breakfast.
Kaj dum la tago mi butikumas.
You remember the word butiko, a shop? Well, butikumi is to go shopping, formed from the root butik and the vague suffix -um.
Mi butikumas kaj mi zorgas pri la dom laboro.
And she takes care of the housework, la dom laboro. Zorgi is to care for something, to look after, to be concerned about.
Mi zorgas pri la dom laboro, kaj mi kuiras.
She does the cooking.
Yes, vi zorgas pri la dom laboro, kaj vi kuiras.
What about the evening?
En la vespero, ni nur rigardas la televidon.
We just watch the telly. Nur, you remember, means only, or in this sense, just. That's all they do.
Ni nur rigardas la televidon.
Petro thinks she's exaggerating.
Vi troigas, cara.
Troigi, to exaggerate, made up out of tro, too much, plus igi, to make or render, which we'll study in a later lesson, to exaggerate.
Vi troigas, dum la somero ni naĝas.
But Helena wants to swim in the sea, not in a swimming pool.
Sed mi deziras naĝi en la maro, ne en naĝbaseno. Kiam laste ni vidis la maron?
When did we last see the sea? There are other things she'd like to do too. When did they last go for an outing in the country or climb a mountain?
Kiam ni promenis en la kamparo, aŭ grimpis monton?
Ĉu plaĉas al vi grimpi montojn?
Yes, kompreneble. Mi amas la montojn.
Do bone, ni grimpu monton.
Then Petro asks her what the time is.
Diru al mi, kioma horo estas?
Duono post la sepa, laŭ la radio.
7:30, according to the radio. Notice how we tell the time. 1 o'clock is la unua. La unua horo, the first hour. 7 o'clock is la sepa, the seventh. And so on. duono means a half, so duono post la sepa is 7:30. To ask what time it is, we want to know what number hour it is, and so we say, kioma horo estas.
Kioma horo estas?
You repeat it after Petro now. It's a very useful expression to know.
Kioma horo estas? Kioma horo estas?
Well, in today's dialogue, Petro and Helena find they just have time to go and see a horror film if they go at once. Se ili tui iros.
Se ni tui iros, ni povos trafi la buson.
They'll be able to catch the bus. Trafi is to hit the target, and also to catch a bus or train. Trafi.
Ni povos trafi la buson.
But after her day's work, Helena's too tired, tro laca, to run after a bus.
Post la taga laboro, mi estas tro laca por postkuri buson.
Well, I hope you're not too tired to listen now to the whole of today's dialogue, pri laboro kaj libera tempo.